Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to NJSBA's podcast program, Conversations with Educators on the COVID-19 Frontline. My guest today is Jennifer Olowoski from the New Brunswick School District. I'll introduce her in a minute. She's a physical education teacher, but she'll be talking not just about teaching physical education, but the social, emotional well-being of the students. If you want to participate, you can call 1-347-989-8904 and then press the number 1, and that will let Robin know, who's monitoring our switchboard, that you have a question, and she'll get you up. Or you can just log into the chat room. You have to register with Blog Talk Radio, but there's no fee for that, and you can just type in a comment or a question. I'll pass it on. So, Jennifer, first of all, it's good to talk to you. For those who don't know, she is the Middlesex County Teacher of the Year. And so you're in New Brunswick, but why don't you describe the school you teach in and the classes that you teach before we get into the school closure?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Ray, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Yeah, I teach health and physical education in the New Brunswick Public School District. I am at the Paul Robeson Community School for the Arts. It is a K-8 school, which is pretty amazing, and it is one of the themed schools. So they focus on, you know, the integration of the arts. And the awesome thing about it is, you know, besides the cultural diversity, get to choose their integration of arts, whether it's dance or music or theater or band. You know, once they reach middle school, they have the opportunity to make that choice what they would like to focus on. So It's a wonderful school, and I'm so, so glad to be there. And the kids are just simply amazing.
What grades do you teach? Do you teach all, what grades do you teach right now?
Yeah, so I teach K-8.
Okay.
We currently have 3 phys ed teachers, and we just split everything up between the 3 of us. And yeah, it's amazing.
Okay. So now I imagine, like, when March came around and you started hearing these rumors about closing, and what were your first thoughts about how to prepare and how to, you know, where did you go? Did you work with the other health and phys ed teachers? What was that like?
Yeah. So we were all a little taken back, as I think everyone was. And the struggle with phys ed is it's all about movement and skill. So thinking about having that transition to it being online, a lot of thoughts were going through my mind. And, you know, I was just trying to figure out how I'm going to be able to make sure the students stay active and continue to get the exercise that they need. I was certainly concerned, but, you know, we all worked together. We figured it out, and as a district, they gave us so many resources, and we were just ready to go at that point.
Okay. How did just out of curiosity, how did the students react? First of all, many of them probably were not studying coronavirus in the first and second grade. So what was their reaction to the school closing?
Well, we prepared for a week or two closure. So we were speaking to the students about it a little bit. We didn't know that we weren't going to go back. However, you know, the middle school students really, they understood the fact that this is what's best and this is what needs to be done. But of course, the elementary students, you know, it's a hard concept to grasp. And All we could do was really just reassure them that, you know, we're still going to be here for you. And, you know, we're just going to transition to our Chromebooks instead of coming to the school. But the students, you know, I feel like at first some of the middle school students were excited. They're like, cool, I get to stay home, you know, but now it's interesting because I'm getting emails and messages from my students like, you know, thank you for everything you've done. I miss you. And I think it's starting to really hit them that this is going to be continuing for the end of the year, and this is real.
Right. And I was going to ask you your biggest challenge, but you kind of led me into a different area. For those who don't know, there's a school community. There's a relationship between the staff and the students. So that's probably – I'm sure you miss them too, just as much as they miss you. So is that what everyone's starting to feel now, is they miss the school community?
Yeah, the school community is really what holds everything together, right? It's like I think of it as the edges or the border of a puzzle. And you always have to start with the edges of the puzzle first and the outline. And that's how I perceive the school community. The disconnect with the students for me is certainly the biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe to say that I miss tying wet shoelaces.
As only a phys ed teacher can.
Yes, and the face-to-face connection was just, why I do what I do, and going to school and seeing them and getting the high fives and the fist pumps and the hugs from the little kids, it keeps you motivated and it drives you, and it kind of gives you that push that you need on a bad day. And now, unfortunately, we don't have that. So it's certainly different.
Okay. And so how do you get the kids to move virtually? Do you have a video that you show them? Do they see you talk to them?
So I've done different types of assignments. I've done
mm-hmm.
where I've created a video of me working out, and the students had to follow along with the video. I was on NJTV doing a fitness scavenger hunt, so I also shared
that
with my students. Yeah. And there's so many different ways to go about it, but I do try and at least try and video myself so that they have that familiarity and they get to see me. And then I have them reflect on the exercise or the muscles that they felt they were targeting and so they do have to they do the workout, and then they also have to respond, whether it's, just a simple how did you feel or what was the most challenging aspect of this workout for you. So they're doing pretty well with it. I'm pretty impressed.
Okay. Well, I know you have a good attachment to them. And one of your concerns, and this is not just as a physical education, but the health is the social emotional well-being of your students and the focus. Do you still try to address that virtually as best you can?
Absolutely. The social emotional well-being of my students is always in the forefront for me as an educator, just because I understand how important it is and how sometimes it's not always what's at the forefront, but I try and make it for my students. So, when we're in school, a lot of the students approach me and discuss problems with me and they open up to me about what they're going through. And I try and assist them and guide them and help them out with that. But now that doesn't really take place. So, I actually meet I have a Google Meet with my middle
mm-hmm.
school students every Thursday, and it's technically for help with their phys ed and health assignments, but most
mm-hmm.
of them come in to the chat room and they just talk to me about what's going on and how they're feeling. And it ends up just being that, similar discussion about what they're going through and what they're feeling. And I try to create assignments for phys ed that, like, include mindful practices, you know, yoga, meditation, and even for health. One of their major assessments was to create a poem or a rap or a song about how they're feeling about being at home. So for them to create that, it allows them to tap into those emotions and really kind of go through it just by writing it down, you know? It allows them to not necessarily understand how they're feeling, but to get it out of their mind and off their chest. And I think that's so, so important.
And actually, probably, I know academics are what we're all about, but I think the social emotional well-being of our students right now is maybe the top priority to make sure that they're handling all this pretty well. Wouldn't you agree with that?
100%. I think one of the big things for me is I try and reassure them that right now it's okay not to be okay. You know, and my principal at our last staff meeting, she actually mentioned something, and it's sticking with me. And she said, challenges create character. So for her to say that, you know, it really stuck with me. And I'm trying to push that saying onto my students, you know, that times are hard, but it's molding you to be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So I just try and reassure them.
Look, I know a lot of our students is a difficult time, but it's not easy for adults either. Teachers and administrators and parents, we all have our own difficulty dealing with this quarantine. I know you do something at your school district, which I thought was pretty good. You want to describe Wind Down Wednesday?
Yeah, so absolutely. The Wind Down Wednesday is a live district broadcast. It's for staff and students. So what I do is I hold a 20-minute meditation session, and, you know, I discuss the breathing techniques, and we go over different things like that, the proper way to meditate, and then we actually run through a 15-minute meditation session. And the reason I wanted to do this is because we do this in phys ed class, you know, prior to the start of our activity. We do our warm-up, and then we do a 2-minute meditation session, and the kids at first were very it was interesting to them, let's just leave it at that, but as they got used to it, they really started to enjoy it. And I remember there was one day where we actually forgot to do the meditation, and the whole class was like, Miss O, we didn't meditate. So they're like checking me and correcting me on it because they really enjoy it. And the awesome thing about it is it's a time for all of us to really take a mental break. You know, when I explain it to the kids, I tell them, think about when your phone is acting up. What do? You have to turn it off, power it off, and then power it back on. So when we're meditating, that's what we're doing with our mind and our body. We're kind of shutting it down temporarily and just focusing on our breathing and booting it back up, you know? So, and that's one of our strategic plans. Our priorities as a district is health and wellness. So I really wanted to continue that meditation, and I'm very grateful that we're able to do it live and that all our students have, you know, their Chromebooks and our staff as well. And a lot of positive feedback has come from it. The students are logging in, staff members are logging in, and they're grateful for that 20 minutes of mindfulness and just relaxation, because I think right now we all need it.
Yep. because it's a challenge for the parents as well, too, because, you know, they might be working from home and trying to do their job and help their students, not their students, their kids. What do you see as the biggest challenge as we move forward with this?
Well, making up for lost time on every level is going to be our biggest challenge. But I also feel as though parents and educators, I think it's important that we are more trauma-informed, because our students and the kids right now are going through so much, as are we. But, you know, we're adults, and they're just kids. And for them to be taken away from their safe space and their school and their school community, as we spoke about prior, you know, that can have a big impact on them. So I think it's important, just as educators and as, you know, even parents, that we really learn a little more about the effects that trauma can have on a child.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's even take this further. Next September, and hopefully we're opening back up. You haven't seen a lot of these students in a long time. They haven't seen their teachers. They haven't seen a lot of their friends. You haven't even seen some of your staff members, your colleagues. What do you do that first week with the kids when you get them back, in your view? Because I know you really care about your kids.
Right. Of course. And I think, you know, whether they're in first grade or eighth grade, a child knows if you actually care for them or not. You know, they can pick up on that. And for me, when we return, you know, hopefully in September, one of the most important things for me is to establish the routines again and have those routines back in place, because that's so important for our youth. Just those routines. And, you know, in my mind, I'm hoping that I'll be able to get those hugs and those high fives and, you know, the fist pumps and all that. But I don't even know if that'll be the case. So it's going to be challenging. But at the same time, it's going to be a relief just to get to see them. And when I think about it, I feel like it's going to just be a very special moment to be able to see all of them again. And it's really, you know, something that I'm looking forward to.
Yes, and I think everyone is. So any other final comments or thoughts that you have on how you proceeded through this?
I'm just really, really grateful that, you know, our district has been very proactive in creating our pandemic plan, you know, with the students having their Chromebooks and, you know, everything already being set in place was very helpful, and it made the transition much smoother. You know, we just thought we would be leaving for a couple of weeks, and we ended up leaving for the whole year. So I'm just very grateful for that. And there's an African proverb that says, smooth seas do not make skillful sailors. And I think as an educator, that's important to just constantly remind yourself, you know, we're all learning, we're all adapting, and we're all growing right now, educators and students. So that proverb I keep with me, and I have it posted up on my wall by my laptop, and it's helpful. It's a nice, helpful reminder.
Well, I think it is. I think it's a great proverb during these difficult times. I'd like to thank Jennifer Olowski for joining me. And I know you're a dedicated teacher. For those who don't know, she gives presents to all her students, or not personally. Well, she personally raises the funds and wraps them and gets everything done during the holiday season. So she's dedicated to her students. And I know it will be an emotional time when she goes back to school and sees all of their faces again. And hopefully you can fist bump some of them. So thank you for
looking
joining
forward
me.
To it. Thank you so much, Ray. I appreciate
it. Okay, Jen. Okay. And I hope you guys all enjoyed listening to Jennifer. And I hope you all have a safe and healthy afternoon. And good night. Oh, goodbye.